The southwestern Wisconsin hospital where Governor Jim Doyle signed the bill is surrounded by cornfields, a visual confirmation of its status as a rural medical facility. Roughly half the hospitals in Wisconsin, like this one in Columbus, are designated by the federal government as critical access.
Not only for the health care they provide, but for the peace of mind that they provide to tens and hundreds of thousands of people, knowing that they have health care in critical moments very close to them.
These rural hospitals ordinarily get more Medicaid dollars than other hospitals to ensure they stay open. A state budget crisis prompted the legislature and governor to issue a 10% cut, which took effect in January. Now that reduction will be wiped out with the complicated formula to leverage federal funding because the tax brings in matching dollars from Washington. The bill signed by the governor also will double loan repayment for doctors who practice in rural areas and expand rural medical residency programs. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.